Johnny thought for a moment. Letty, have you delivered the money yet?
No, I still have it, but once they ask for it, I must make sure it gets into the right hands. I must see that the head of the Canadian contingent receives it. I believe he's away on some business.
Another spate of weeping overwhelmed her. To stem the tears, she pressed the handkerchief on her eyes with her knuckles. Her body racked with sobs. Johnny put an arm around her shoulder and held her close. She remained there for the briefest time. Then Letitia sat up.
I'm making such a fool of myself. I'm so sick of all this intrigue. Everything Grandfather's involved in. I hate the people around him. I'm frightened something will happen to him. But somehow I sense you're different. How did someone like you become mixed up in this sordid business?
Johnny paused again, released her hand, and fixed his eyes on his shoes while he thought quickly. Do these people know how much money to expect?
No, she said between gulps to steady her breathing. They just know it's a considerable sum. I don't even know how much I've brought.
Johnny turned toward her again and took her hand in both of his. I think I have an idea, but I can't put you in any danger. Letitia looked up through her misty eyes.
What's your idea?
Still uncertain about her sincerity and whether she wanted him to completely unmask himself, he said, take some of the money and conceal it in your purse. Then do as you have been ordered. Tell them you suspect me of being a Yankee infiltrator.
Johnny, I can't.
Trust me. If we both want to escape, let me handle this.
But they'll kill you.
I'll take care of myself. If you try to double-cross the gang, you'll only put yourself at risk. If you mean what you say, just do as I ask. Letitia leaned over and kissed him gently on the lips. She looked into his eyes.
Johnny, I hope you believe what I've said is the truth.
I do believe you. For both of our sakes, just do what I tell you. When you've delivered the money and given them your message, have them take you back to the train station. Wait for me there. If you're still there when I arrive, I'll be sure you care for me as you say. I must depend on you to pay for our tickets back to New York. If you leave ahead of me, I'll be stranded in a foreign country with no means to escape.
Johnny, how will you?
Don't worry about me. With the extra money, we can plan our next step.